This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've been taking the pulse of people in this town about the Orioles at the All-Star break, and let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now. So, John, where are you on this club sitting 9 games under .500, third worst record in the American League as we're in the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of just annoyed as the April was going on and May was going on, and they kept falling behind in these games and seemingly rolling over and losing. You know, I think there was an understanding that I had, and I think a lot of people had, that this team wasn't going to be at its best early in the season. Felix Bautista was still going to be getting into form. Connor Henderson missing a lot of spring training. There were a lot of reasons you could expect this team would get better as the season went on, and that's largely true, but now, when they are playing better baseball, it doesn't really matter because of the hole they dug themselves into. And that means that, you know, you can lose a game you shouldn't lose, like Tuesday night against the Mets. And that has a huge impact on what the rest of your season looks like because the margins are that thin. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of emotions. I have a lot of thoughts and a lot of feelings about this team, but it's just frustrating that this is the position they find themselves in.
I know that we've now, you know, a few months removed from Mike Elias sitting in the dugout in Milwaukee and having a bit of a confessional and things were going to be different. But, like, John, I don't know, man. Like, they're 21st in the league in on-base percentage, right? They're since last June, since they left the Bronx. They're 23rd in overall winning percentage since then. They're 15 games under in that span, including the playoffs. They don't have the slug to offset the fact that not enough guys work walks. They're bottom three in the majors in strikeout rate this year. Like, take pitching and all that out of it. This is supposed to be their superpower. You know, you look through the minors, the on-base, except for Dylan Beavers and Sam Basayo, and all these teams, it's given me a little bit of concern. Like, at a macro level, like, I guess, how much of a buy-in do they deserve at this point?
You know, probably I would probably give more than you at this point. I think that, you know, there was a point this week or end of last week where there were four guys there in the heart of the lineup with an 8-something OPS in the middle, and Adley Rutschman was showing signs of being back to that guy. Colton Cowser's gonna, you know, I don't know why he doesn't walk anymore, but he is hitting extra base hits more often than he's hitting singles.
He also strikes out a third of the time, though, and he gets on base 28%.
The most incredible three true outcomes guy you could possibly imagine, considering what he was when he was drafted. But that's another, that's another fascinating development. But I think broadly, I still view what they can be and should be offensively based on what they are when they're whole. And it's unfortunate they haven't been whole in over a year. And I think they are going to have a hard time, given, you know, how you preface this and Mike Elias for the second time in basically a year, saying we have to look at everything. Nothing is safe. We're going to have some hard conversations. You know, I think it's going to be very hard for them to honestly do that because there are many caveats for why this is happening. And And those are hard to overcome if you choose to recognize them.
John, MLB's draft wrapped up yesterday, and I understand you're not drafting for need. These are players you're going to see a couple years down the line, but the Orioles drafting back-to-back catchers to begin their draft when you have Adley Rutschman, when you have Sam Basayo on the come, did that surprise you at all?
I honestly didn't give it a ton of thought. They drafted, I think, four catchers last year, three or four catchers at some point or another early in the draft. They are drafting a lot of catchers, period, lately. I think you know, even when I go to like Bowie or to see Chesapeake, because I have to correct myself now, there's catchers all over. There's catchers at DH and catchers playing first. So I don't really take a look at that. I mean, those are two offensive skill sets that if you stripped out the position that those players had, you know, with Cade and Bodine striking out like 7% of the time and having like this, you know, line drive approach and walking a bunch and you know, Ike Irish being kind of the checks all the boxes approach slugger guy that they like, if they didn't catch, they would draft them anyways. So I don't think that the catch would be any reason to think twice.
Talking with John Mioli, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. So we're around 2 weeks away from the deadline. How aggressive do you think they will be as sellers?
Pretty at this point, but I think it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's so strange, you know, the Brian Baker trade was way ahead of schedule for anything that you would expect to happen. I personally thought that they would more likely kind of hold on to their cards and their chips until like the 30th or the 31st and then let the market develop and say, okay, if this is the price for starting pitching, anybody that wants to pay it, we got some. And same for rental relievers, you know, let that market get set and teams who miss out on the first wave will have to come call the Orioles. But I think it ultimately ended up being instructive because I don't think that anyone would have thought, you know, even a week ago that Brian Baker would be traded, but he was traded because they got what they believed to be commensurate or better value for him from the other team than he was going to be worth for them. And I think, you know, I can't imagine there's any world where a core long-term piece is traded. I would definitely not call Brian Baker that as well, but he was under control for longer than just a year. But I think otherwise, you know, this will more likely than not be determined by other teams' ability or willingness to meet the Orioles' asking price. And I don't think there's any, Michael Eis, that this is the position they're in and they have to kind of acknowledge that.
If I told you at the beginning of the year that they're going to fire Brandon Hyde before Memorial Day, their data would have to tell them, but that by June 1st, they've got maybe a percent, maybe a 1-2% chance of making the playoffs. Adley's going to go on the IL. Sanchez is barely going to play in the first half. Mountcastle's going to go on the 60-day IL. O'Neill, when he's not on the IL, because God knows he always is, he's going to have 18 hits at the All-Star break. And Ramon's going to have a 280 OPS. And Kobe Mayo's never going to play 2 days in a row, let alone three. And the skipper's going to tell you that O'Neill and Ramon probably need to play before Kobe Mayo under those circumstances, what would you have said? Oh, and Kobe Mayo's going to look better at first base than he ever did at third, and he's going to look like a professional hitter when he does get the rare chance to actually swing the bat.
Well, I'm glad you added those two. Those two, I would believe wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
it seems like a very strange circumstance, and you know, I understand completely why, you know, I understand the theory behind Tony Mancelino saying what he did, but the reality is that is just a flimsy reality. That is not something that is, you know, that is not a durable truth that the margins are so fine that having anyone other than Kobe Mayo in the lineup on a regular basis is the difference between this team making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. I would venture to say, and I've thought this about a ton of guys in the past, whether it's Grayson Rodriguez, Jackson Holliday, the list goes on. Like, whatever hit you're taking right now, maybe you lose one game in a month because Kobe Mayo's in there and somebody else, but given what they think of these guys as players and as people and how they think players develop and grow when they're challenged, you will maybe win three games in September if Kobe Mayo's fully adjusted and fully settled into this role by playing every day now. And that's something that I always, always, always have believed about a lot of these guys. It is something that is not in alignment whatsoever with how these things go in reality. And I have lost the ability to have any understanding of why that is.
Well, but and also like just the human element of that, like this kid clearly has had to pay his dues, right? He spent plenty of time in Norfolk. He sends out that tweet or whatever and then gets it shoved down his throat. Like the manager is basically saying, even though our season's lost, we're more competitive without you than with you. Like that just seems as a human, like to a 21-year-old kid who a year ago, Manzolino's boss said is going to save our season.
Well, by the way,
pennant race.
Makes it worse. He didn't say it's lost. He still thinks we're in win now mode because he's under the delusion
but
they can do something.
This is the same Kobe Mayo who a year ago at this time, Elias said Jackson Holliday and Kobe Mayo are going to help us down the stretch. Like, I just, you know what I mean? I can't make sense of all that. Like, if I represented Kobe Mayo, I'd be calling Mike Elias saying, get me the F out of here in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think the fact that this is temporary. It's lasted all of July, and it probably will last through July, and I think that will be the end of it. You know, Ryan Mountcastle will come back. That will be complicating. But there seems like once – I think a series of events will happen around the deadline that will make it so this team is not in that win-now mode, and this will all be moot. But it is strange to me. It's strange to me that he hasn't played. It's strange to me that they haven't found the places for him in there, and I understand all the reasons why they say that he is, you know, he is in the position that he's in, but this is a pattern that is very hard for them to break out of. And I think, you know, truthfully, I think that was, I don't know this to be true, but it felt like that was a point of friction with Brandon Hyde, is that these players would be on the roster and the implication would be that because they're there, they should play and they wouldn't. And I thought that would be something that might change as things changed in the manager's office, and it felt like it did a little bit. You know, Jackson Holliday was playing every day before Brandon Hyde was let go, and he kept playing every day, and he was really good. And it felt like there was an opportunity for these protracted, is he going to play? Is he going to not going to play? Sagas to stop happening, and it felt like it did a little bit when Kobe Mayo came back up, and now it is obviously not the case anymore.
John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. John, thank you as always for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Of course. We'll talk soon. Thanks, guys.
Twib Notes coming up next as we finish off the first half of the season. Are the Red Sox and Rays going in different directions? What's going on with the Yankees? And are the Dodgers about to get a lot better? It's Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.